And I'd like now to welcome Kate Nelson. She is with the New Mexico History Museum. She is a longtime journalist and participant here on KSFR on the radio, on the Radio Cafe. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So what's going on?
Well, this weekend is the opening of Cold Mountain at the Santa Fe Opera.
It is.
And that's I'm very excited, looking forward to it. Over at the History Museum, we have a small exhibit called Fading Memories, Echoes of the Civil War, that we did in partnership with the Santa Fe Opera. And starting today, we're having a three-day symposium. The opera's having a three-day symposium at the History Museum. You're going to learn all about the Civil War through this opera coming to the Santa Fe Opera. It's the world premiere of the operatic version of Charles Frazier's novel. Jennifer Higdon wrote the score for it, and it promises to be just stunning. They had to add extra performances. Ticket sales were so good.
I know, and it's like usually those premieres are, people are a little skeptical because they're thinking, ooh, 21st century opera.
Right.
You know, let's hear the reviews first kind of thing. It's totally sold out. And, they added one or two performances?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. So those might still be available. You can call the Santa Fe Opera. But I would also like to recommend, ladies and gentlemen, for anybody who hasn't read Cold Mountain, and I had not read it until recently when we did that interview with Charles Frazier earlier in the week, it is an absolutely first-rate classic of American literature. I cannot speak too highly of this book. It is like poetry and truth and history and the ghosts of our past. It's amazing.
I'm putting it on my read list then. I've the movie is spectacular, and I've seen that a few times, but books are always so much better.
The books does things that, I mean, they all have their, books can do things that movies can't do, and
right.
This book does those things. Collected Works Bookstore hosted an event with them, and they've got the book.
Wonderful. And I got to go backstage last weekend into the costume shop where they were working on some of the costumes for this. And it was fascinating looking at how they have to age the costumes throughout. Inman wears the same costume throughout it, but it's at least four costumes because it gets more tattered, more dirty, and all of that. And so even looking at the stagecraft of it, this is going to be a great weekend.
That's super cool. Let's see. So there is an event called Nightwave. Nightwave Santa Fe 2015, celebrating Santa Fe's nightlife and all kinds of events. Tomorrow in the rail yard is the Best of Reporter Party, Santa Fe Reporter Best of 2015. And there will be music and all kinds of food and good things at Skylight. Carlos Medina, Graviel de la Plaga, El Trio de los Gallos, and DJ 12 Tribe at Skylab and Underground at Cowgirl, at Palace, at Evangelos, and all kinds of places. There's things going on, and there's food by the Palace Restaurant and all these other, and food trucks. So for more information, nightwavesf.com.
I got up at 5 this morning to take a little hike before I came here, and on my way down, I saw the full moon setting through these clouds. Tonight,
it's a blue moon.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it's
that
a blue moon.
That means two full moons in the same month, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And a friend of mine who's into that this kind of stuff says it's a very important full moon where you can make your dreams come true and stuff like that.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Tonight at the Opaya Zen Center, they're having I'll mispronounce it, Fusatsu. It's a full moon ceremony from 8 to 9 p.m. It's a traditional Buddhist ceremony of atonement, purification, and renewing of the precepts. They want you to wear dark clothing and arrive at least 5 minutes early. I think every full moon is special.
Every full moon is special. Yeah. Well, you know, life itself, if you treat it the way it treats you, if you just open your eyes and look, is also special.
Yeah, every day.
The Tempest continues through the 16th of August, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at 6 o'clock at Monte del Sol Charter School Courtyard. And it's presented by Santa Fe Shakespeare Society, which is at sfshakespeare.org. And I think I'm going to go either this weekend or next weekend because they've been getting really great reviews and people have been like live tweeting it and stuff, and I like the work they do, Santa Fe Shakespeare Society.
It's an outdoor performance,
yeah.
Right? That's always special.
And it's sort of like before sunset. So
nice.
Yeah.
That you actually still get to go to bed at a reasonable time.
Well, That's not my thing.
That is my thing. You get up at 5 a.m. to take hikes. You go to bed a little
well,
early.
Well, that's true. I think 1 a.m. is a reasonable sleep time, but that's just me.
Tomorrow in the Palace Courtyard downtown is the Museum of New Mexico Foundation's annual Navajo rug auction. And this is, they get stacks of great pieces and might find a bargain. The preview is 9 to 11 p.m. The bidding starts at 11, bid cards. And all the money goes to help the educational programs at all four Santa Fe museums and the historic sites throughout the state. You can do a good cause.
Excellent. Hey, back by popular demand after a sold-out premiere, the short film Bringing Food Home, Discovering Sustainable Solutions will screen on August 1st and 2nd at the CCA at noon. You can go check it out, and then there will be a panel discussion right after the screening.
This might be a great weekend to get out of town, and there's two close by great things to go to. Over in Las Vegas, it's the Cowboys Reunion Centennial Celebration. And on Saturday, they're having a rodeo and lots of great events. It's actually a week's worth of events. And if you go to LV for Las Vegas, lvcowboyreunion.com, you'll see all these great events, barbecue, art exhibits, and so forth. Down at Las Golondrinas, it's the Summer Festival and Wild West Adventure, Saturday and Sunday, 10 to 4 p.m. They're going to have Peruvian Paso horse shows, the New Mexico Territory Cowboy Mounted Shooters, the Honorable Bruce D. Black. If you wonder what federal judges do when they retire, they become historians. He'll be presenting on El Fuego Baca, Lawman of New Mexico. Lots of other great stuff. Wild West skits, the great grandsons of Kit Carson and Pat Garrett will be there, hopefully not having a shootout. You can get a digital tintype photo. Terrific stuff. Las Golondrinas and Las Vegas Cowboys Reunion this weekend.
Here's some events at Collected Works Bookstore. Sunday, the 2nd of August at 3 in the afternoon, Randy Fritz, author of Hail of Fire, A Man and His Family Face Natural Disaster. And Monday, the 3rd of August, Sandy Wilbur, author of Goodnight, My Honey Bunnies.
Aww. the cover looks so sweet.
I don't know. Is it a children's book?
It is, and it comes with a digital download of lullabies.
Oh, my goodness. That's what we used to call my little dog was named Honey. We called her Honey Bunny. Tuesday, the 4th of August at 6 o'clock, Langdon Hammer is author of the book James Merrill, Life and Art. And Saturday, let's see. Oh, no, that's next week. Okay, so that's what's going on at Collected Works Bookstore. And let me see, because they usually have a Sunday morning event. Let me just see what that is. Journey Santa Fe. Hang on just a second. They're not listing it, so I'm not sure if there's not a Journey Santa Fe event this Sunday. Anyway, that's Collected Works Bookstore.
Also on Sunday at 4 p.m., the 2015 Festival of Song. This is recitals by the stars of the Santa Fe Opera. And Sunday, if I've got this right, Verdian baritone Quinn Kelsey and dramatic soprano Marjorie Owens take the stage for marvelous singing. They're a husband and wife pair and perform at the Met. Thursday, Anna Christie, who's in The Daughter of the Regiment, will perform, and next Sunday, August 9th, the Apprentice Singers will be performing waltzes, romantic, and classical songs.
Very nice. Here's an Albuquerque event. The African American Performing Arts Center in Albuquerque presents its annual gala tomorrow at 6:30 with the Homemade Jazz Band and the Todd Tijerina Band. For tickets, visit the AAPAC website, aapacnm.org.
The Santa Fe Playhouse Ironweed Productions continues its presentation of Death of a Salesman by Arthur Miller. It's tonight. It's tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. There's a matinee on Sunday, and that's
it's the last weekend, right?
I think so. And yeah. I didn't write down the website, but it's the Santa Fe Playhouse Ironweed Productions. Google will be your friend.
Excellent. I think it's santafeplayhouse.org, and yeah, just definitely see if you can get your tickets in advance, because some of the shows are sold out.
Yeah.
I got a very nice email from the Street Homeless Animal Project, and tomorrow from 5 to 9 at Counterculture, counterculture will be transformed into the dog-friendly French bistro called Chez Chien.
I love it.
You and your well-behaved dog, well-behaved Chien, will stroll along the Rue de Paris and enjoy Parisian street entertainment, dine on extravagant French fare, win a trip to Paris, the Paris Hotel in Las Vegas, New Mexico.
I love it.
Bid on silent auction items, and you can have photo opportunities for your dog in front of the Eiffel Tower.
That's so cute.
That's so great. And the hostess for the evening is the one and only Marie Antoinette du Barry.
Tell me that you're playing her.
No, I'm not.
Just the wig alone would be so much fun to wear.
Yeah, that is so true for 5 minutes. And anyway, and they're a wonderful organization that basically supports homeless people who have pets and help them with veterinary care and dog food and just really basic things so that our brethren who are living on the streets for whatever reason can at least have a true, loyal companion and protector.
Mm-hmm. Might be the thing that gives you reason to get up and do the right thing the next day.
Yep.
Family event Saturday and Sunday evening up at the Wheelwright Museum from 7 to 8 p.m. Joe Hayes returns to do storytelling with stirring tales of the Great Southwest. This is free, and it's festival seating on the museum grounds, which I think means bring your blanket. That's 7 to 8 p.m. Saturday and Sunday at the Wheelwright. Joe's a great guy.
Yes, he is. And a wonderful, wonderful storyteller.
Mm-hmm.
So let's see. David Geist of Geist Cabaret is doing his shows at Pranzo tonight and tomorrow. And tomorrow he's being joined by Julie Trujillo. They're always there on the weekends, 6 through 9 p.m. at Pranzo Italian Grill in the San Busco Center.
Can you speak Italian?
You know, I used to speak Italian. When I learned Spanish, my Italian just got displaced.
Okay.
I open my mouth and Spanish comes out.
The Auteurs film series at the Center for Contemporary Arts is featuring an Italian film, Knights of Cabiria, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m., a sweet matinee, and this coming Monday at 6 p.m. This was the winner of an Oscar and a Best Actress Award at Cannes for Giulietta Masina, and sounds like a great Italian movie. It has subtitles, so you'll have to keep your eyes open.
Excellent. Well, we try to do that during movies. Do you speak Italian?
I studied Italian.
Yes.
That didn't quite answer your question, did it?
My dad was a professor of Italian.
Oh, my.
I should know it, but here
yeah,
we go.
Yeah, I should, too.
Here we
I sound
it.
Good in an Italian restaurant.
That's really what matters. Session 2 of the 15th Annual Sax Stone Carving Workshops near Dixon begin on Monday, the 10th of August. And even though that's a little over a week away, we're letting you know because there's two more spaces available and advanced registration is required. You learn the basics and learn and practice the basic skills for creating sculpture in stone. For more information, Sax, like S-A-X, like saxophone, saxstonecarving.com or 505-579-9179.
Saturday afternoon, besides visiting Cerrillos Hills State Park, you can see a Chautauqua performance recreating the life of Rachel Carson, the marine biologist and great author. This is co-sponsored by the New Mexico Humanities Council and the Department of Cultural Affairs. It's at 2 p.m. at the Visitor Center at the Cerrillos Hills State Park, called The Wonder of Nature, Rachel Carson.
And guess what time it is?
Is it kitty time?
It's time for the cat of the week. This week's featured cat is named Joni. She's very sweet and adorable. She's quite active and playful. If not adopted with a litter mate, she would be happiest in a home with another young, active cat to play with. Or you can just simply adopt two little kitties. She's a beautiful girl with a short gray coat in the tuxedo pattern. And she's only a few months old, like 3-4 months old.
Oh.
So if you want to adopt Joni and maybe some of her brothers or sisters, you can call 505-316-2281. You can go to fandfnm.org, or you can write to askfelinesandfriends@yahoo.com.
That sounds great. A lively...
It's a really
bunch of kittens in the house.
Yeah. I mean, two is good.
Yeah.
Three is good. I don't know about cats. I have three dogs. I recommend it. But it's a really good time to adopt an animal. The Santa Fe Animal Shelter has a lot of animals.
Yeah.
And adopt them.
Yeah. Saturday out in Roe, New Mexico, Music Under the Mesa goes classical. It's a change of pace for them. They're having the Santa Fe Brass Quintet and the Shriners performing classical and jazz. It starts at 6 p.m. There is rustic elegant champagne, supper, and music. If you go to thehappyhippie.com, you'll get information. And they spell hippie, H-I-P-P-E-E, so thehappyhippie.com. Information about that. Roe is such a pretty, pretty place. I haven't been to one of these. It sounds nice.
The Happy Hippie. All right, ladies and
it's
gentlemen.
It's New Mexico.
You know, got a nice... email from jazz musician Dave Anderson, and they are continuing their music performances at the Santa Fe Rail Yard tonight under the water tower. Jazz from 5 to 7 with guitarist Richard Eager. And Dave Anderson, wonderful player and active in the jazz scene. Lots and lots of stuff going on.
What a great thing to do after work. Keep in mind, the two museums, Museum of Art and the History Museum, are open late tonight for free. Galleries will be doing openings. It's a fun time to just stroll around and check out some art.
And boy, it's been so sort of cool and beautiful.
Yeah. Bring your umbrella, though. Saturday evening, Schola Cantorum, one of my favorite groups, is celebrating its 20th anniversary by giving a free concert at St. Francis Cathedral. It's at 8 p.m. Billy will be giving a preview of the works at 7:30 p.m. This is an a cappella group that performs pretty obscure pieces from Gregorian chants through the Renaissance. They did a performance in the History Museum Library a few months ago, and I have to tell you, there was one song in particular that just gave me chills. This is a great group, great supporters of Santa Fe, 8 p.m. Saturday at St. Francis Cathedral. Violet Crown is presenting a free family film series Tuesdays and Thursdays, and they're starting with The Never-Ending Story, and now that the song from that is going to be stuck in my ear all day long. It was one of the first movies I ever reviewed as a young cub reporter.
Oh, cub. That's so cute. There's a really interesting event happening this coming Wednesday at the Lenzic. David Krakauer is the new president of the Santa Fe Institute. He's a longtime scientist there. Then he went away to the University of Wisconsin for several years, and now he's back as the president of SFI. He and the incredible artist James Drake are going to be having a conversation at the Lenzic on Wednesday, August 5th. And it's in conjunction... Did you read this whole one already?
No.
It's in conjunction with the first public reading of Cormac McCarthy's new novel, The Passenger.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And it's a free event sponsored by the Lannan Foundation. And what it says here is guests will be treated to an exploration of beauty and madness at the intersections of drawing, reading, and counting by Santa Fe's luminaries from the arts and sciences. Krakauer is an evolutionary biologist. There'll be a couple of other people there. So it's at 7 o'clock at the Lenzic. The tickets are free, but you can reserve them in advance at ticketssantafe.org or call the Lenzic at 988-1234.
Drawing, reading, and counting.
You know?
That's great.
Yeah.
Oh, blow the top of your brain off. That's always good. That's a great feeling.
And I'm going to have David Krakauer on the air on Wednesday morning here on the Radio Cafe.
Are you going to give him math problems?
No.
Okay. The Santa Fe Chamber Music Festival continues over at the New Mexico Museum of Art in the St. Francis Auditorium, the beautiful St. Francis Auditorium. Sunday and Monday at 6 p.m., they will be performing the Johanna String Quartet will be performing the Quartet in F Minor by Felix Mendelssohn, the last and most deeply affecting of his six completed quartets. This series goes on for, I think, through August. If you go to santafechambermusic.com, you can find the whole series. They have some free events, especially with the younger performers, which is a great opportunity to introduce your children to classical music and live performances of it. And St. Francis Auditorium, I think we all need to treat ourselves to that a little more often.
Yeah, wonderful place. I got a very nice note from the Water Engineers for the Americas, and they do just terrific work. They're really hardcore engineers that go do very community-based and community-appropriate water projects
yeah.
in Latin America. And tonight from 5 to 7, they will be at the Verve Gallery at 219 East Marcy Street. There's an absolutely wonderful exhibition there of photography based on human-caused climate change. It's nice. Really worth going to see. And they're going to be talking about their work and answering questions and engaging people about issues surrounding water.
I find myself walking that street that Verve is on quite a lot, and I've never been disappointed when I pop in there just to look.
Yep.
They have wonderful exhibit after wonderful exhibit. The Handsome Family is coming up to town to perform at the Jean Cocteau Cinema Sunday at 7 p.m. This is Brett Sparks and Rennie Sparks. I think they live in Albuquerque now, which is terrific. Wonderful sort of gothic folk Americana group. If you go to JeanCocteauCinema.com, they'll have more information for you there.
And for those of you who didn't see, I had Becky Kravitz on several weeks ago, who did an exhibition of opera-based sculptures at Tansy Contemporary Sculpture Gallery at 619 Canyon Road. I believe it's still there through the middle of August, and you opera fans who like and sort of carry in your soul these characters, definitely check it out. It's really quite extraordinary.
That's lovely.
And Tansy Contemporary is also having an opening, and... Oh, no, that's not until next week. Never mind.
Nice free event tonight at the Rail Yard. The Rail Yard Park movie series is presenting The Commitments at 8 p.m. Warning, it's a bit foul-mouthed, but it's fast-talking and funny. And story about kids forming a rock band and the usual wonderful and awful things happening to them.
Kids forming it. Did you ever form a rock band?
I didn't, but I played in a few jazz combos.
I played air guitar in my room with the door closed.
Were you good?
No. Antonio Granjero and Entre Flamenco 2015 summer season continues with world-renowned Spanish flamenco dancer Antonio and his company. And it's through the 31st of August at 8 o'clock every night. I think it's every night, but... Tuesday, something like that. Anyway, you can check it out. It's at the Lodge in the Maria Benitez Cabaret Room. And it's a theater actually built... I didn't know this. It was built specifically for intimate flamenco performances.
Nice.
I used to dance salsa there.
Really? Were you good?
Not compared to any Cuban who ever lived.
It's
but
hard. I've taken classes right. And I'm just horrible. This coming Wednesday, free lecture at the History Museum. It's one of our Brain Power and Brown Bag lectures. Roseanne and Phil Archuleta will speak on Women Marked for History in New Mexico Historic Marker Project. And getting these historic markers around the state dedicated to people like Pablita Velarde and Mabel Dodge Lujan was actually quite difficult. And they'll talk about that as well as some of the women who are so honored. They just won an award from the State Historic Preservation Division for their work on this project and the book that they've published. It's at noon on Wednesday in the Meme Community Room. Bring your lunch if you want.
Most excellent. And Professor Kate Braverman of Santa Fe is giving a free conversation with excerpts to discuss her book, Blood Meridian. On August 4th at Opsit Bookstore. I don't know what time it is, but you can check out Opsit Bookstore. She's doing a book conversation on Cormac McCarthy's book, Blood Meridian. So if you have read that book and you want to go talk about it or whatever, she'll be at Opsit Bookstore on August 4th.
Desert Chorale is performing, giving several performances of a program called Hidden Treasures of Byzantium. Their work comes from Russia, from Orthodox priest and composer Ivan Moody, great spiritual works from Greece, Finland, and the United States. The first performance, I think, is this coming Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. I would definitely go to desertchorale.org and make sure you can get a ticket, because I think this is going to be a popular show.
Oh my goodness, I can't believe it's time to go.
To go have the weekend and do all this fun stuff.
Hey, on top of everything else, the Aspen Santa Fe Ballet is at the Lenzic tonight.
Oh my goodness, it's like a cultural explosion.
I know, it's a cultural explosion, and our explodee, Kate Nelson, is with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, she's with the New Mexico History Museum. Thank you so much for being with us.
Always a delight.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you have a calendar listing, please send it without any attachments and with the who, what, where, when, where very clearly spelled out to radiocafe@ksfr.org. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We are streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dot Foil Computer Services, and thanks to Webmasters and Designers Studio X. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe and on Twitter at @radiocafemc. Stay tuned for the BBC, followed by local news by KSFR's fabulous news team. After that, jazz. Hey, Kate, you doing anything? What are you doing yourself of all these explodingnesses this weekend?
I'm planning a very special hike up in the Jemez.
Nice.
All by myself.
Oh my goodness. On top of everything else, there is the incredible, wonderful outdoors.
It's going to be Wildflower City.
Wildflower City. Yeah, this rain has been unbelievable. I haven't watered my yard practically at all.
At all.
Yeah. All right. Stay tuned, everybody. Have a wonderful weekend. Go adopt an animal and take it easy. Hasta la vista. Ciao.